Talks are continuing this lunchtime on trying to devise a scheme of exemption from mandatory hotel quarantine for elite sports people who arrive here to compete in events or return from competition or training abroad. It's thought a decision will be needed today if the planned Women's Rugby International between Ireland and France is to go ahead in Dublin at the weekend. Minister of State for Sport Jack Chambers has been telling me how it's envisaged the exemption scheme would work.
So, for example, many of the if it's a team, for example, they're in a social bubble, or they're in a bubble for the last number of weeks, for example, when it comes to the Women's Six Nations, as an example. But if you take an athlete who has come back from a Paralympic qualifying event or classification event, their only activity will be the specific training activity, and they'll be in complete isolation outside of that for the same equivalent period as someone who's in hotel mandatory quarantine.
When the Australians introduced their hotel quarantine system, they didn't make an exemption for sports people. We all recall the period around the Australian Tennis Open, where the players had to stay in the hotel rooms like everybody else until they had gone through their quarantine.
Well, this will be done, just to be clear, on a case-by-case basis. So, as I've said, an athlete returning from a Paralympic athlete who's due to engage in the classification event to qualify for the Paralympics, when they return and they want to continue their activity, they won't be allowed to interact with their family. They won't be allowed to see their friends. They won't be allowed to go to the shop. The only activity that they'll be allowed to continue is the specific sporting activity, and they'll be in isolation outside of that. And Sport Ireland are engaging with hotel providers, for example, so that we uphold that public health rationale and that principle. And there may be, governing bodies, just to give an example, there may be governing bodies that present a plan that doesn't meet that equivalence. And if they don't, then they won't be given the certification to continue that activity.
Who minister polices all this?
Well, the regulations will underpin it, and the Sport Ireland will be policing this, and they'll be in constant contact with the governing body. I think it's very important that we have that principle of equivalence, that the public health rationale is clear
transparent. Has Sport Ireland explained to you how they'll ensure that individuals stay in their hotel rooms or travel only to a designated training ground or pitch?
Yes, so that's being worked through, and there'll be absolute oversight of that. And I think it's very important that our athletes, who will only be enabled, just to be clear, only be enabled to continue their specific training activity, there has to be absolute adherence to that, and any breach will be taken very seriously.
But does Sport Ireland have the resources, the staff, the personnel, to be able to police this?
They will be providing full oversight of this and are committed to do it, but are committed to our athletes because, as I've said, we have nearly half our Olympic and Paralympic team who have yet to qualify, and to enable them to continue their training when they return from qualification events, we have to put something in place. Otherwise, we limit their ability to, first of all, participate in the qualifying event, or secondly, we have the scenario where they're for a period of 2 weeks they can't continue activity.
Yeah, I think people understand that, but there's also a public health crisis, and there's a situation now in prospect where Irish citizens who come into this country, perhaps for very pressing family reasons, will be looking out of hotel rooms around the airport while foreign teams arrive in and are brought to training grounds to play a match and then leave a couple of days later.
Well, I absolutely acknowledge that it is a very difficult time for many people that are coming home for specific reasons. But that's why we're putting in an equivalent system, which is only specific to the sporting activity itself. And as I said, they won't be allowed to have any social interaction with anybody under the proposed system. It's purely to allow the relevant sporting activity or training to take place, and that's why it's important that we underpin that with the public health principle, and that's why the HSE will have to approve each proposal that's brought to it by a specific governing body and Sport Ireland. There'll be a very clear certification process and oversight process for this, so that public health is absolutely important, and that's that's what I want to support, is the public health rationale whilst trying to allow and facilitate our athletes and our Olympians who we want to see represent Team Ireland this summer.
The Minister for State of the Department of Sport, Jack Chambers.